dilemma is, aye, because you come here and set up. We've got a lot of injuries at the moment, so we're really down to the bare bones. You come here and set up a team to play against Dunfermline, and it turns out that you're not playing, you're playing against Dunfermline. We had two stonewall penalties in the first half. Like the clear, one of them was the clearest penalty I've ever seen in my life. He doesn't do it. He doesn't give it, obviously, because there's a big crowd here in favour of Dunfermline. Then second half, he gives them a very, very soft one. I mean, it's hard enough coming to play against the league leaders without that on your back as well. In terms of our players, I thought our players were absolutely outstanding. I thought we matched Dunfermline in every single way, and I think on another day we win the game.
I take the two penalties as you're talking about the handball,
yep.
Which I guess he's maybe.
No, he just didn't get. But it wouldn't make a difference. The boy could have picked it up. He wouldn't have given a penalty for us.
And the second one, Spence has gone.
Well, the goalkeeper has not touched the ball. I asked the goalkeeper at half time. He said he didn't touch the ball, so it's a penalty.
And also for you, you've been sent to the staff.
Yeah, because the referee's not controlled the game properly, so which therefore means that it's going to happen everywhere across the park. It gets people frustrated. We're in the middle of a game. We're in the middle of a derby game where we want to do well. It's a big game. It's a big game for us. It's a big game for Dunfermline. It's a big game for Ayr. But ultimately, the referee's decided the game.
Great goal from Greg Spence.
A great goal. He's been brilliant all season. I thought our players today, I thought they were absolutely outstanding to come here, which is a real difficult place to come because Dunfermline are a right good side. And I thought we matched them, I really did. I thought we matched them well. I know Dunfermline, it was a bit end-to-end at times, but I thought our boys were brilliant.
Not just the Spence's finish, but the cross was immaculate, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a great through ball. And to be fair, we know we've got that. I think at the beginning of the season it took us a little while to get going, but we know where we are now. We've got a great bunch of boys and they really do work hard for each other. It's just really disappointing, as I say, for them to put all that effort into a game and have it taken away from them. Because when you ask the players to go and give you something, the players go and give you it, and whether it's out of their hands whether they were going to win the game or not, we would have been better not coming today, because I thought we were absolutely outstanding and we should have got something for the game. At the very worst, I actually thought we should have won it. If we get our two penalties, I don't think theirs was a penalty. I think if we go 2-1 up, we win the game. And that was out with our control, really.
It says that you've come off a good run of results. You're starting to show the fans what your team's capable of doing there.
Yeah, but we wanted to get a result for the supporters today, and we've not been able to. As I say, I think the supporters will see that how good the players are, because I keep telling them that they are as good as anyone in this league, and they go out and show it most weeks. And not they're going to be a little bit inconsistent because of their age. There's a lot of young boys there, but in general, I thought the boys were absolutely outstanding today. I really did. If you're going to lose a game, that's the way to lose it. Play like that.
Thank you.